Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
All right, folks, get a pen and paper available because there is lots going on at your Henderson County Public Library, and we are going to talk about it this morning during Local Focus with Marcy Dowling from the library. Good morning, Marcy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thanks for having us back.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you here. Let's get started because there's a lot of things to cover.
There is a lot going on.
April is busy for the Henderson County Public Library, so
Yes. Let's
start from the top.
All right. Well, we're kicking things off this evening at 5:30 at the main library. Local author Ann B. Ross is releasing her newest Miss Julia book. It's the 20th in the series.
The 20th book in the series.
Yes.
How about that?
And Sassy Miss Julia raises the roof this time.
Miss Julia raises the roof. We've had the opportunity to have Ann B. Ross on the radio station here. What a genuine, wonderful, kind person.
She's a sweet lady.
She really, really is. So what's this event tonight?
So tonight at 5:30, Miss Ross will be on hand to do a reading and a question and answer and a short discussion.
Oh, fantastic.
And then there will also be copies of Miss Julia Raises the Roof available to purchase, and then she can sign those.
Fantastic. And that's at the main library here, right?
It is. Main library, 5:30 to 6:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's a free event, ultimately, right? You just
it's
purchase
free.
A book if you want to.
Every event at the library is free,
okay.
Which is nice. And, no registration. Just show up.
Just show up. Mm-hmm. And that's tonight at 5:30 right here at, the main library, the Kaplan Auditorium here.
That's right. Then we move right along. Tomorrow is our fourth annual I Love My Library Day. It's a chance for us to thank the residents for all of their support of the library. And so from 3 to 5, we're going to have information tables, and you can come by, find out more about the services we offer, learn how to download all the audiobooks and mm-hmm. ebooks that you can get for free. And then if you visit each information table, you get a chance to win a Kindle Fire.
Ooh, nice.
Yes.
This is a really great thing also because the library is just not a place where you go and grab a book.
More than books,
it
yes.
is so much mm-hmm. more than books. And we learn about that all the time from you guys. I mean, every time I turn around, you've got something else going on.
That's right.
Or you've you've added a service or something for the library.
Right. So this is the chance. I mean, we can always talk with people when they stop in, but this is a chance to see everything that we can offer. And then everyone who comes by can stop and get a free I Love My Library car magnet, if they'd like one, to show their support for the library and the services that we offer.
And this is tomorrow, right, from 3 to 5 p.m.?
3 to 5, and there's a children's program at 4 as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, we've got more events to talk about, but if you want to find out more about these events, you can go to WTZQ.com and see them on our website, but also you can go to the library website. It's henderson.lib.nc.us.
Mm-hmm.
Easier than it sounds, I promise. or you give us a call and we can get that to you. Or you can call 697-4725.
That's right.
We'll give that information again here in just a moment for folks.
Okay.
All right, so we've got Ann B. Ross tonight
right.
at 5:30. We've got I Love My Library event tomorrow from 3 to 5.
Okay.
What else do we have coming up?
Well, next week is National Library Week. That's April 9th to the 14th. And to celebrate, we're going to have one of our more popular events, which is our third annual Food for Finds event.
Food for Finds.
Yes.
Talk to me about this.
So they say you're not truly a reader if you've never had library finds before. So it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Right.
And during next week, all Henderson County library locations will accept non-perishable food items to pay for those finds.
Uh-huh.
So one non-perishable item counts for $1 paid in overdue fines.
Okay.
And last year, we collected 1,582 items.
Really?
In just 1 week, which is amazing. And every year, we increase that number. So we're looking to have a new record. And then all of those donations go to Interfaith Assistance Ministries.
How about that? So let me ask you this. Can I donate food even if I don't have a library fine?
You can.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. So this is during National Library Week, which is next week, the 9th through the 14th.
It is.
One non-perishable food items equals a dollar in fines.
Yep. And, okay. And National Library Week, we'll have multiple things going on. April is Poetry Month. Uh-huh. So next week we'll also have an adult and a children's poetry program.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good during National Library Week.
That's right.
Excellent. And you got something new coming up too, right?
We do. This is the first year that we're going to be participating in Money Smart Week. That's a national initiative to increase financial literacy. And that is going to be April 21st through the 28th. And we have 10 different programs on the books for ranging in topics. We have budgeting, learning how to create a spending plan. Community Foundation is going to be stopping by to talk about planning for charitable giving. Better Business Bureau is coming. This was an interesting program. It's geared towards veterans, and it's specifically showing veterans what they can do to avoid fraud and scams that are geared towards them.
Yeah.
And then AARP is coming as well to teach about financial empowerment after 50.
Mm-hmm.
So it's planning for retirement, both pre and during.
I love this also because a couple of times you've got one called, Are You Ready to Own Your Own Home?
That's right. Yep. So, and we are offering that twice at two different locations. So it's just the groundwork for what's necessary to get ready to make that jump into home ownership.
And that is Smart Money Week, which begins on Saturday, April the 21st, and a full list of a full calendar of events going on that week.
That's a very busy week.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm trying to learn that all weeks at Henderson County Public Library are busy. Some are just busier than others. So then you've also got some things coming up in May too, right?
That's right. So we wrap up this stretch of busy events with Choose Privacy Week. That's May 1st through the 7th. And this is a week where we want to focus on what people can do to protect their privacy, mainly online, which is a very pertinent topic. And so we're offering two different programs on preventing identity theft and avoiding scams. But what I'm really interested in, and I should probably go to myself, is a program called Staying Safe on Social Media.
Mm-hmm.
So it is understanding what is running in the background of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, understanding what's being collected on us, the data that's being
Yeah, sounds to me like some of our young kids need to experience this.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
Just to know that just because you throw a picture up there, there's a whole lot of stuff happening.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So interesting. That's good one for all of us.
Yes. So that's Choose Privacy Week, which is the first week in May.
That's right.
All right.
And then we have a little bit of a breather, and then we're right off to kick off our summer reading program. And that will be June 1st through July 31st. Mm-hmm. And this year, our theme is Libraries Rock.
Libraries Rock.
So I think we're going to be doing a lot of music.
Fantastic.
And that's for all ages as well, not just kids.
That's awesome. Awesome. Folks, you can get so much of this information on our website, WTZQ.com. You can also visit the library website, henderson.lib.nc.us. Or you can call 697-4725.
That's
so
right.
Let's
stop
remember,
by and see us.
Absolutely. and today and tomorrow, great times, especially, again, we want to touch on the fact that Anne B. Ross will be reading from her brand new book, Miss Julia Raises the Roof. That's tonight at 5:30 p.m. at the main library right here in downtown Hendersonville. And remember, tomorrow, the I Love My Library event from 3 to 5 p.m.
That's right.
All right. And more. So find out more by calling your Henderson County Public Library, 697-4725. Marcy, thanks so much for taking some time and sitting with us this morning.
Thank you.
And thanks for all the programs that you put together at our library.
Our pleasure.
All right. Henderson County Public Library. For more information, call 697-4725.